In a statement, Senator Carlos Uresti said that he was spending the day at the Texas legislature doing the people's work, but he was nowhere to be found. State Representative Tomas Uresti was there and defended his younger brother.
I'm standing by my brother 150%, and there's things that have to follow that have to take place before, you know, anybody starts saying that he's done wrong. It has to be proven first. So, you know, it's like the one of the most famous sayings is everybody is innocent until proven guilty. And in my eyes, my brother's innocent.
Outside the Senate chamber, Uresti's colleagues were reluctant to comment. Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick issued a statement saying that Uresti should be presumed innocent until there's proof to the contrary. Senator Eddie Lucio, a Brownsville Democrat, has worked alongside Uresti for the last 10 years. Lucio expressed concern for how the federal investigation would reflect on the Texas Senate.
I certainly hope that he's done nothing wrong in violating the law, because that doesn't look good for the Senate. I think people here feel, as I do, that one or two of our members somehow violates, you know, the ethic rules severely or violates the law in any way. It kind of falls back on the Senate, because we're a family.
Rice University political science professor Mark Jones says the federal investigation may affect Uresti's ability to secure votes for his legislation.
Overall, this is definitely going to be a distraction for Senator Uresti, and he, without question, will be much less effective this session than he would have otherwise been had the IRS and FBI not been investigating him.
Uresti has been a member of the Texas legislature for nearly 20 years. He is the only San Antonio Democrat serving on the Senate's powerful Finance Committee, and he's a key point person on Child Protective Services reforms. Ryan Poppy, Texas Public Radio News.